Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. When most people think of varsity college sports programs, they don't think of video games. Our guest today is Maria Hawkins, project manager of Kent State University's new esports program. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So let's start with what esports is to make sure everyone knows what we're talking about. What is esports?
So esports is electronic video games. So it's the competitive play of just like a regular sport, but you're playing online instead of actually being in person.
And how did the program get started here at Kent State?
So there was a huge interest from our students on campus back a couple of years ago. So we started in May 2018 with creating a huge event that was a launch event. And then for the fall 2018 season, we created four teams.
And what are those four teams for people who know this landscape?
Overwatch, League of Legends, Rocket League, and Hearthstone.
Tell me a little bit about these games. What is Overwatch? What is League of Legends for people who aren't familiar?
So Overwatch and League of Legends are both team player games. Everything that we play is team player based. So it's anywhere from 8 players, 6 players, and down to a team of 3 with 1 player making all the decisions. In Overwatch, you have a team of 6, and what you're doing is you can play different levels and different maps, and you're trying to take out your other players and beat them to be able to win the whole version.
Are they fantasy themed? Are they...
Overwatch is very character anime, animation based, but a lot of characters also look human. So you've got some players that one's Junkrat, so you got a guy that looks like he's actually at a junkyard, and he's got a bunch of stuff that he throws out. You've got a mouse, a hamster. There's humans, so Soldier 76, so it's a little bit different.
And then you had mentioned, is it Hearthstone?
Hearthstone is a card player game. With that game, you actually play, it's 3 people per team, but 1 player is the one making all the decisions. And what you're doing is you're playing a card game where you're trying to kill your other opponents or get their health down to 0, and you keep your health up so you win the game.
So what can a student expect if they are selected to participate on an esports team? How is it similar or different than traditional student athletics?
So we're very similar to traditional athletics. We offer scholarships. We do the mental and physical and wellness program. We also focus on their grades and how their actual play is. So when we're selecting our team. So we do tryouts every season, new team for every start.
And how popular is this nationwide and globally? Because I know the first time I started learning about this, I was really surprised at how popular this is.
Yeah, over the last year, there was over 6,000 jobs just within esports created in 2018. Also, we're looking at a multi-billion-dollar company just from esports, all esports. Twitch is a $1 billion company, and that's what we stream on. And then esports is... it's crazy. Every country that you can think of is something to do with esports.
And how many universities participate?
So as of right now, there's about 400 or more colleges or universities that either offer a varsity program or a club program.
So this was our first competitive season. How'd they do?
Oh, we did pretty well. We faced really well in our regional and our varsity championships that we play in. Our Hearthstone team finished 6th in the nation. We also have one of the top 1,500 players on our team, so that's really good. Our League of Legends team, we're focusing really well on getting them to work more as a team. So hopefully this coming year will be really good for us.
And in terms of thinking about, since you're in a university environment, right, I know there's often a lot of opportunities for research and partnerships. I think I've heard that you all are doing some of that too. Could you maybe tell me more about that?
Yeah, so we're currently working with different research groups on campus to not only look at what it's mentally doing to these students, but also the physical abilities that they're having to put in place, how they're playing, their caffeine levels, just different things that we can focus on. So we've got some leadership studies already happening. We're working forward to doing some more research on that as well.
From your position as someone who's working with these teams, what are the positive outcomes and positive benefits of this?
So one of the things that we focus about here on Kent State is actually offering it as a healthy initiative. We want to make sure that we're keeping our players healthy, not only physical, but mentally as well. So offering them nutrition guidelines of what they could be eating instead of having those sports drinks or those horrible snacks that everyone thinks that video gamers play. We're offering alternatives to that and helping them to not just develop skills now, but also for the future.
And where do you see this program ultimately going?
Yeah, I feel like esports is just going to continue to grow with the growth of how much we're doing with broadcasting and how much students are interested in playing and the new games that are coming out for teams and single player. I just feel like the sky's the limit.
Well, thank you for taking time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Maria Hawkins, project manager of Kent State University's esports program. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.